סעיף דלת, פרק דלת, סעיף דלת, פיצוח אגוזים ושקטים, cracking nuts and almonds. מותר לפצוח אגוזים ושקטים. You're allowed to crack nuts and שקטים, almonds. No problem from Issa Dosh to do that. Why? Even though you're taking out from where it was grown, because that is the avoda which one usually does in the house. So it's not considered a melechas dosh. Melechas dosh is something which one usually does in the factory. Aval ein lafarek shkedim mitoch haklipa hayiruka shem gedelim bo. One should not crack shkedim, which is almonds, mitoch haklipa hayiruka shem gedelim bo, from the green klipa, from the green shell, which it grows inside it. Why not? Because the green shell is not usually come to the house, and it's usually a thing which one does in the fields. So we don't allow you to go and do something like that, because that is a melacha from Dosh. Goes further. You're allowed to go and peel botnim, peanuts. Even if they're inside, it's peel which is hard. The dinam kegoyz, that means a peanut has two peels. It has one peel which is the peel which is hard, which one sometimes buys in the store with a hard peel, and sometimes you have only the peel which is the red peel. So here it says you're allowed to go and peel it from the red peel, and you're even allowed to peel it from the hard peel. Why are you allowed to do it from the hard peel? Because the hard peel is also considered a way to do it in the house. People ask the question, not everybody is used to doing it in the house. You find a lot of times one gets it in packages from peanuts which have already been peeled from the hard peel. But the Poskim want to explain that even though it is still considered avodah tabayit, because it doesn't stay fresh after one peels it from its hard peel. And one has to put it into a bag to keep it fresh. So really, it is avodah tabayit. It's something which one should do it in the house. No, the factory does it for you in a way that you shouldn't have bother to do it in the house, and it has to keep it fresh for you. So it's considered still avodah tabayit. It's not avodah tasodah. It's considered something which one does usually in the house. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Goes further. Ve'in le'el perek gimel se'if tes tzadi. We learned before in perek gimel hilchos bayah. If tzadi, she'el kalif perot, one's not allowed to go and peel fruit. Ela besomach lesuda, only before one eats. Mishum is a boya. That means it's telling us that besides the problem from dosh, you've got also a problem from boya. If a person goes and takes away the peel from the nut, he's got a problem from boya. So he's only allowed to do that somach lesuda. Se'if hey. Kiluf kidneys. Kiluf kidneys. Kidneys is peas, beans. Tarmilim shall kidneys. If you've got the pod from the peas, beans, kagoina funa, you've got peas. Okay, you want to go and take the pod from the peas or the beans, take it away. Ein lafarikas oichom mitoichom. One's not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Why? Because that's not usually the thing which one does in the house. Usually one gets peas and beans in the house already, which have got no pod on it, got no peel on it anymore. So it's not avodah tabayit, and maybe you're not allowed to do that. Ela im hatarmil atzmoi roi l'achila. Only if the pod is ready to be eaten straight away. And you can't come along and tell me that it's going to be avodah tasoda. No, it's part of one eats it. So that is avodah tabayit. Avodah tabayit, one's allowed to do that on Shabbos. Got no problem altogether from dash.
Perek dalet ve'if vav. Ve'if vav, speaking about piruk. Shum, to separate the garlic from its clove. Mutar lafarik shinayim shalshum michiburam roish hashum ve'en bezeh mishum isa dash. It allows to separate the garlic from its clove. Why? Because the garlic is usually done in the house. The separation is usually done in the house. It's not considered the isa from dash to separate it from its clove. ואין בזה עשר דוש. ואל יעשה זויץ על הסומך לסודם שמעשה בויה. יעד זון again, שלא, but there is a problem from בויה. Even though there's no problem from דש, there is a problem from בויה. סעיף זין, הפרדות בננות. To separate bananas. בננות המחוברים זו וזו. Bananas which are joined together, like they get normally in the house. Together, not enough freedom, you're allowed to separate them. There's no malach of dosh to separate them. Or AR, look in the footnote. The footnote speaks about separating from the big stem, which comes sometimes to the store with a big branch. Now, to separate it from the branch, pashtus, it could be a problem from dosh, because it's not usually sold like that and used in the house. The chura, that should be a problem from dosh. I add on also if you've got cherry agvaniot, if you've got tomatoes, cherry tomatoes. Cherry tomatoes, at least they used to be, that one doesn't usually get them with the stem. So if a person would get a tomato with a stem, the chor to take off the stem from the tomatoes would be a problem from dash. But if it wouldn't be usual that person takes off the stem from the tomato in the house, then it would be a problem from dash to do it in the house. Maybe it changed nowadays. It is the way to have cherries, tomatoes with the stem, and that's to know. If it is not the way to do it in the house, it would be a problem from dash to do it in the house. סעיף חס. עשרות פירות מענף תלוש. If you want to take off fruit from a stem which is already not joined to the tree. The ענף שנתלש. If you've got a ענף is a stem which is not joined onto the tree, already מערב שם. ומחוברים בו פירות. And pears are joined to it. Mutulas yom imenu b'Shabbos loichum. You're allowed to take it off from it on Shabbos and eat it. The footnote asks the question: Lachora, take off fruit from its stem. One usually doesn't do that now. Why is not considered avodah kasodah and should be offered? But the answer is that this one usually does. One usually does it in the field. And the field woman does it, and usually takes off the fruit from the tree, and then doesn't take off the fruit with a branch. Takes it off without a branch. Now, the normal way for taking off fruit from the branch is usually done when the branch is joined on. But one doesn't usually do it altogether when the branch is not joined on. Now, if you don't have a status when the branch is not joined to the tree anymore, and you want to take off the fruit from the branch, the status is called as if it is on the tree. When it's on the tree, it's not considered dosh, because it's still growing. It's considered toitza. The toitza is only going to be when it is joined. It still gets the water from the ground. But if it's not joined to the tree anymore, there's not going to be an issa from dosh, there's going to be an issa from koitza. Since there's no koitza anymore, there's not going to be an issa not from koitza and not from dosh altogether.